AMJ.
Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot. Yes, the Mel Pearson Show starting right now and going for the next 60 minutes here on Mix 93. And we have a lot to talk about. What a win on Saturday night. One of the they're calling it an instant classic. I saw that in one of the articles I read up on it. Instant classic at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena in front of a capacity crowd. The Huskies win it in double overtime by a score of 3-2 on a great play from Matt Roy to Shane Hanna, who brought it in on a breakaway and made no mistake about it. And really, I don't really know where to start here, Coach, on this, because there's so much to talk about with the celebration and the crowd and then everything that went on Saturday.
Oh, good morning, Dirk. It's a lot nicer waking up after a victory on Sunday morning in a game like that. But I think first and foremost, I just want to congratulate Bowling Green on a good year and a real good finish. I mean, without a quality opponent like that, you wouldn't have a game of that nature. But they were good, and I got a lot of respect for Chris Bergeron and the job that he's done at Bowling Green. And one time they were maybe, 7-8 years ago, thinking about just wiping out, canceling the program down there, and look at where they are now. But, they're an inch away from being in the tournament. But I just commend them. They came after us hard that third period, but they played one heck of a road game, and I just want to make sure I congratulate them first and foremost. But, yeah, and then after that, it's, the fans. It's all about the community and the students and just the alumni and everybody who came out to support us and to take in that event. And without the fans, you don't have the atmosphere or the event you do. So obviously a huge shout out to them. And I told in the press conference, I've been in, Frozen Fours, have won national championships, have lost them. I've been in all type of regional situations, and that game and that crowd and that atmosphere is second to none. It was right up there. I mean, it had everything you wanted in that game, right from the get-go, from the fans in the stands lining up, the day before and 4 hours before, to warm up, coming out for warm up, to getting out to a 2-0 lead, being on our heels in the third period, surrendering that lead within 24 seconds, and now you got a one-shot game in the third period to two overtimes to, like I said, I watched that play a couple times where they throw it across the crease on Angus, and somehow it doesn't hit either one of his feet and just goes in the net and comes all the way across and hits the post and does not go in. And now we had our opportunities too, but, from a post to but I give everybody credit. Everybody stayed and hung in there. And then to win it, the senior Shane Hanna, with a great goal, you want to see a good goal scored. So many times in overtime, you'll see a bad, what I refer to as a bad goal or a lucky goal, or this was a good goal, great shot. And it didn't take him long to get his gloves off. It looked, watching the replay, it looked like he was trying to get his helmet off too, but the guys got to him so quick, they wouldn't let him get that helmet off. But, anyway, just a well-played game. I give our athletic department, from Suzanne Sandregret to Joel Isaacson to Cal Larson to Dave Nordstrom and Chris Roy and Andre Sumas at the rink, everybody did a fantastic job as far as, getting people in, having the facility ready. Our league should, the WCHA should be really proud of Michigan Tech and how they, an athletic department and the university, how we ran that event. And, Yeah. Is that enough, or do you want me to keep going?
That's a long-winded answer. Forever.
But there's so many things. And I would, you know what I'd like this morning, Dirk? I'd like people to call in and let's engage them in some conversation. Sure. So I'm not doing all the talking. So if you'd like to call in, Dirk will give you a number, and we'll get you on the air, and we can talk a little bit about, you know, the game and the weekend and any questions about it, then obviously going forward to the tournament. So, but the game had so much it's on the line too. I think that's what made it so, you know, unique to it. It's not only, you're not only playing for a championship, but you're playing for the right to go on to the NCAA tournament, and you're in your home rink. And I give our players a ton of credit, because there's so much pressure, but the expectations, and everybody who came to that building, minus a few Bowling Green people, were, you know, they wanted victory. They wanted to celebrate, and that's a lot of pressure. I mean, after the game, my emotions go from relief to, you know, the joy to, you know, a lot of different things go through your mind. Oh, gee, who do we get next? I mean, where are we going? I mean, your mind just spins. And but there's a lot of pressure to have to come to at your home rink and perform and give our fans, you know, a chance to celebrate. That's what everybody came for. Everybody was there to celebrate a win. They weren't coming there just to watch a good hockey game, even though we were, but they were coming there to celebrate. And then what a celebration on the ice. That's you know, I'll remember those forever, like last year at the McNaughton Cup, but that was sort of a, you know, we'd already
delayed. It was delayed.
We already clinched it. This was raw, you know, at the moment, mm-hmm. in the present. Let's go for it. So, and people were waiting. I loved it. Like, I mean, we had to do our thing on the ice. And then I looked down, and there were people waiting to get that door. Like last year, I don't think anybody knew what was really going on. And this year, they were, as soon as I went, boom, I made, boom, they knew what was going on. It was great. And it's, to me, that's what it's all about, is the relationship between your team and the community and the university. And we're just an outreach. Our team and the department, athletic department, is just an outreach of our university and this great community. And to be able to have them come out on the ice with you and celebrate with you, that's to me what it's all about. It's not about just us or the 27 guys on the team. It's about, this is all of us. This is our team. This is our community's team, you know, and that's why it's so great to be able to have them come out on the ice and celebrate and interact with our players. And I think our players love it too. I mean, we probably spent a lot longer time at the rink maybe than we wanted to, because, you know, from the celebration to the press conference to we have our own little thing in the locker room after. So it was a long day. It was a long day from everybody, but just what a fantastic day, and what a great day for Michigan Tech and Michigan Tech hockey history.
Wanted to echo what you said about Coach Bergeron's team and the way they played. And I told him in our pregame conversation with him that I said, you know, this community is behind this Michigan Tech hockey team, and that's why this building is going to be full. But I said, you guys have a big part of it too. They know the fans here are smart. They know how good you guys are and how right. well we play against each other in those games. I mean, we've had some dandy games with them. And I said, you know, that's a tribute to how good of a coach he is and what he's done with that team, especially in the second half of the season, and how much they had us pinned down at times in that game. I mean, they really had us backed
well,
up there.
And you're going to have that. You know, when you get to this point of the season, you're playing a good team. It, regardless, you know, they won seven games in a row. They went into Bemidji and swept them. And I watched the tapes, and boy, I you could see in the tape, wow, we're going to be in for it. And you know that as a coach, but there's only so much of that you want to relay onto your team. It's still about how we perform and what we need to do. And as a coach, you give your team A, B, C, D. Here is what we need to do, and here's why we're doing it. We do A because if we can do this, we can force them to turn the puck over. We do B so we can get out of our zone, and here's how they're going to do it, and here's what we need to do. So you're always trying to give them things they can do to have success. That's why you do it, and they have to understand that. You just can't throw a bunch of things at them. That, you know, some kids are smart. Players are smart. They want to know sometimes why, too. Well, why are we doing this, you know? And you explain that to them. But, no, there's no question. Without a good rivalry, it takes two teams. And we've got a great rivalry. Three of the last 4 years, we've played them in the playoffs, and one of us has either put the other team out or ended their season. So we've got a healthy rivalry, and I like the rivalry. It's a clean rivalry. It's a respectful rivalry. You know, there's a lot of good things going on there. So, and I think you could see that in the game. No baloney. I mean, fast-paced, physical, clean, great scoring chances both ways, great players on the ice. They've got some fantastic players on their team. So no question, Chris has done a fantastic job. I've known him for a long time. He was at Miami of Ohio when I was at the University of Michigan, and we had